This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live. We are at Porkfest 2018 for day number two of this decentralized, liberty-friendly camping event. Libertarians, voluntarists, liberty-loving anarchists. I would say yesterday, given that yesterday was the first day, and by the way, it's Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio, I'd say yesterday we were above what we were at a year ago.
Given that, yeah, that sounds about right.
I think so. When we wrapped up doing our show, there were, I counted at one point, 15 people just kind of hanging out here around the LRN tent. So
nice.
Everybody was able to find each other. Like during the daytime, you'd see somebody here and somebody over there. And so people noticed a crowd gathering and
right.
Everybody kind of, not everybody came over because there were definitely some people who weren't with the 15
right.
that I knew were on the campground. So I'd say that as of yesterday evening, we were definitely more attendees this year than this time last year. So that's a good sign that this is going to work out pretty well over the weekend as more
yes.
people show up. In fact, as I pointed out in a quick piece I wrote over at freekeen.com with a couple photos that I took here, and I'm seeing even more faces this morning, by the way, that I did not see yesterday. So I think that we're seeing even more people already here today. You know, as I pointed out, we've got a larger geographic diversity, I think, this year, too, meaning that the people who are here aren't just from New Hampshire.
Right. There are people from New Hampshire that were at Somalia Fest on, like, day one last year that I've not seen yet this year.
That's true. And also this year, there's a guy from Lithuania.
Yep.
There's a guy from the United Kingdom.
Yep.
And we've got
old England.
There's at least a couple here from Virginia as well, that a couple of Free Talk Live listeners
yes.
who've never been to any event like this in New Hampshire
oh,
before.
Oh, and a couple of people from Jersey.
I miss those folks, I guess. So, yeah, that's good to know.
Yeah, listeners, Izzy
cool.
and his wife.
Oh, right. I actually saw them walking by, but I didn't know where they were
yes.
they were living. So I knew they were here, and those were folks who actually weren't in the group of 15. So we got a solid, I would say, at least two dozen people who were here on the first day.
Yeah.
And to some people, that doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not, but that's okay, because everybody still had a good time. There were, you know, folks went out actually last night to dinner. We went down the street here. There's a hotel.
Right. Yeah, we wound up having, what, like 8-9 people?
I think at least 8. I know a couple showed up while we were there, so I don't know if it hit 10. It was definitely 8 to 10, I would
yeah.
say. And so a good group of us went out, and we had dinner together at a hotel restaurant that actually opened up in December, and the owner of the hotel restaurant is the former manager of Rogers Campground.
Yes.
And she's been here for many years of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, of course, that means that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is where Forkfest sort of spawned from or forked off of, if you
yes.
will. And that's the festival that starts on Tuesday. So it starts right after Forkfest ends. And so she's been here for years and has been around all these cryptocurrency nuts. Right.
Like, right. And people asking, hey, can I, you know, rent my campsite with Bitcoin? Can I pay for this hotel
exactly.
in Bitcoin? Can I wind up buying this hoodie and, you know, these beverages and snacks?
And unfortunately, the guy that owns the campground, nice guy, Crosby, we've had him on the show every year, and I'm sure we're going to grab him when we see him walking by and get him on here at some point this weekend. But, you know, he's an old guy,
right.
and that's not to say that everybody who's old is not interested in Bitcoin.
Right, John McAfee's old.
For sure. Not as old as Crosby. Crosby is 85.
Not quite, but, you know,
yeah.
McAfee's in his 70s.
Right. And, in fact, at Route 101 Local Goods, which is where our Thursday night co-host...
Kurt Friedman's not in his 80s.
I know, but he sells Bitcoin frequently to people who are retirement age.
Ah, yes.
So
okay.
there's actually a large interest in people who are older in cryptocurrency. But in the owner of Rogers Campground's case, not so much.
Right.
And so for years, even though they were given many opportunities to accept cryptocurrency from their customers, they turned it down. And unfortunately, you know, you missed out, right? Like,
right.
I mean, I guess you haven't missed out completely, but he's going to miss out because he's going to probably, you know, end his life
never having taken cryptocurrency, but she saw the opportunity, and she wasn't in, she's not the owner, so she couldn't authorize Rogers to do it.
Right.
But now she owns her own restaurant, and so when I talked to her, because she was still managing this place, the campground, up until about a month ago, and so I was still talking with her about, you know, setting up here and all that, and that's when she had told me about her restaurant and that she was interested in taking cryptocurrency, and so my response, of course, was like, well, let me help you with that, because we know Derek J. and Steven, who are the proprietors of AnyPay, which is a point-of-sale app for cryptocurrency real-life merchant acceptance.
Yep.
And I know they're going to be showing up this weekend, too, so I'm looking forward to getting those boys on the show and getting an update on what's going on with AnyPay, because there's some really exciting stuff happening with that. But anyway, so I got her hooked up. She already had an iPad there, more than one iPad, so she's got everything she needed as far as, like, you know, physical equipment to take the cryptocurrency. I did a walkthrough with her over the phone. It was like maybe an hour, basically, walking her through the process, which it might not have taken that long if I'd been in person. Might have been like a half hour or something like that. And got her set up. And then last night, our group that went there, we were her first cryptocurrency customers.
And how many of the group wound up paying with crypto?
I think more than half.
Nice.
Because we strongly encouraged them to try paying with Dash because of the new Dash Back feature that is only available in New Hampshire at real-life businesses. And it worked.
Yes.
Meaning that what happens is here, now you can't do this if you're not in New Hampshire, and you cannot do this if you are not at an approved AnyPay accepting AnyPay business. So if they're not using AnyPay, then it's not going to work. But you pay with Dash, whatever the total meal ticket is. Mine was like 30-something bucks. And because it was actually, you know, an expensive dinner, but it was huge. The portions were, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked that, like, I couldn't finish. It was so, I mean, I'm not the biggest person in the world, but it was a lot of damn food, like way
and
more than I expected.
You got a big giant thing of pasta with the largest chicken breast you've ever seen.
Chicken on top of it that I don't know you could have chickens that big.
And I wound up, they genetically modified the chickens to get those large, tender, tasty breasts. But I wound up getting the seafood platter. And I had no clue how much my meal was going to be because it said market price. Because there were like five different types of seafood on this thing. And with a glass of wine, I think my total was like $33.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a hotel restaurant. You're going to pay hotel restaurant prices. But you definitely got way bigger portions for what I've ever seen at
a this was
restaurant.
A mound of food.
Literally. You're not exaggerating. So
I think I had shrimp, scallops, calamari, and a big giant haddock fillet.
So it was awesome, and the food was great, and she was so excited to get cryptocurrency. It was her first time doing that, and you know everything worked. So the Dash Back thing is where you pay with Dash, which is one of the cryptocurrencies. It's a competitor to Bitcoin that sort of markets itself as digital cash, and we've talked about Dash over time here on Free Talk Live. But you actually return, or what the system instantly, nearly instantly, like within 10 seconds usually, will return to you some Dash.
Right.
So I got back $10 worth of Dash on a $35 purchase. So a third of the meal price came instantly back to me. And in addition to that, the merchant herself also received extra Dash.
So a
Dash bonus for the merchant, exactly. And so the idea behind this, and it's a brilliant concept created by AnyPay, is to encourage and incentivize people who have cryptocurrency to use it to actually buy things, and for those who don't yet have cryptocurrency to take the time to learn and to get into cryptocurrency, specifically into Dash, because it's only the Dash Back thing's only available with Dash. And again, it's only right now in New Hampshire. Now, maybe it'll go beyond that at some point, but sort of the testing grounds for this program is here in New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is one of the destinations for cryptocurrency real-life usage. Where we come from in Keene, New Hampshire, there are roughly a dozen, I would say, businesses, brick-and-mortar businesses in the area. At least half a dozen of them are right in downtown Keene.
Yep.
That will accept cryptocurrency. And they'll take more than just Dash. They'll take Bitcoin. Some will take Bitcoin Cash, but Dash is the dominant force in cryptocurrency usage here. So it was fun to watch her. I mean, she was like really, really excited, super happy about this. We even got a picture with her like holding the AnyPay app, and I put that up on the FreeKeen article, so if you want to check that out, you can go to FreeKeen.com and see that there. So we do have new stuff to talk about, but it's good to see that ForkFest is already happening, and as I say, we're recording this in the morning here on day number two, so things are just getting started. People are just getting out of bed. We're going to continue here, and we've got the story about Domino's, which everybody's talking about around here.
Yes.
Because who will build the roads when there's no government left? It turns out it's Domino's Pizza. We're going to continue. This is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2018.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
beautiful Rogers Campground. Sun's out today. Yesterday, it was overcast. It was a little bit rainy, and it's actually still a little chilly. We're here under the tent. If you're out in the sun, it's pretty decent. It's pretty warm. We're under our broadcast tent here, the LRN.FM broadcast tent, the Shire Society tent.
Yeah, and I might have to go get my hoodie soon.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
So you know, we're going to talk more about ForkFest as the event goes on and as it continues to likely grow. I suspect we're going to see a lot of people showing up this evening and then tomorrow as well, after people are getting out of work and they're probably better able to to travel. But what has been discussed at least one campfire that I was at, and I think I heard people talking about it yesterday on a couple of occasions, is this story about Domino's Pizza. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. So if you're new to cryptocurrency and you're interested in learning more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general, then go to Bitcoin.com, because that's probably the best place to get started. They got some good introductory information there. And then if you want to take it to the next level, you can get the latest news headlines. You can get involved in their mining pool. You can even buy Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash there at Bitcoin.com. So drop on over there and check them out. Domino's Pizza. You know, we have heard for years on this program, who will build the roads if you get the government out of everything, if the government is no longer a coercive monopoly as it currently is today, who will build the roads?
And one of the answers that I've given, aside from, well, I don't entirely know, and I'm not a central planner, so,
right,
you know, whatever idea I come up with may or may not happen, but I always thought that it would, I thought it would be businesses. But I thought it would be different businesses. I thought it would be the Walmarts of the world, because you know, they want to sell items, and they want you to be able to buy their items.
Yeah.
And how can you buy the items if you don't show up to their store?
Right.
So they need some kind of flat surface that you can, you know, operate in an automobile or drive or travel on. So I thought it would be, you know, companies like that. But, well, turns out that, nope, it's the pizza companies, because they want to get the fresh, hot, piping pizza to you in 30 minutes or less.
Without destroying their cars.
Yes.
On potholed up, broken, horrible roads provided by the government. And, you know, we've always joked that, well, how could it be any worse, right? So the idea is, well, these companies are in it for a profit. Well, that's usually actually a good thing, because if they're making a profit, it means they're making their customers happy.
Right.
Right. Whereas the government, they don't give an F what you think about their roads. You're going to pay their taxes whether you like the roads or not.
Right.
Because
and
if you don't, they're going to steal your house.
If government makes a profit, that means they've stolen too much of your money.
Indeed. And here's a story from the Reason Hit and Run blog. People often ask who'll build the roads in a libertarian society. This week brought a new answer: Domino's. On Monday, the pizza company unveiled its Paving for Pizza initiative, and they do have a website, pavingforpizza.com, promising to partner with customer-nominated towns to fix up potholes, repair road surfaces, and otherwise help provide a service that many Americans think of as an exclusively public responsibility. This is from their press release. This is the company president, quote, "Have you ever hit a pothole and instantly cringed? We know that feeling is heightened when you're bringing home a carryout order from your local Domino's store. Domino's cares too much about its customers and pizza to let that happen," unquote. So far, Domino's has helped fix up roads in one town apiece in Texas, Georgia, Delaware, and California. The company has plans to partner with as many as 20, according to Domino's public affairs director, Jenny Foraker. Now, of course, they're doing this with the consent of the cities, I suspect.
Right.
Whereas if you were to go and fill a pothole in your town without the city's approval, they will treat you like a criminal.
Yes.
And
yes, they will.
You may face actual criminal charges, or at the very least a civil case against you, which is insane, but that's how governments work.
And if you repaint a crosswalk that
they'll
the city has failed to wind up repainting,
yep,
even after authorizing the funds, and you're one of the city councilors, then they'll charge you criminally and then bill you for removing the paint that you put down that
so they
failed
can do it
to
themselves.
Put down.
Yeah.
And there was actually a case, I forget what the town was in Massachusetts, where that's exactly what happened. There was a town councilman that he went out and he painted the crosswalk himself because the town failed to do it even after authorizing the funds, and he wound up getting some like $4,000 fee.
It's crazy.
For needing them to remove the paint.
They don't want to be shown up. They don't
right.
want the marketplace to outdo them, which isn't hard to do, so they just respond with violence. Each of the 20 cities is getting a $5,000 grant, so Domino's is committing as much as $100,000 to its infrastructure initiative. That won't buy you much blacktop, but some cities are happy to have it. Eric Norenberg, city manager of Milford, Delaware, says, for us, it's really paid off, and it's been viewed as a positive in our community. Their town put the $5,000 grant toward fixing up to 40 potholes. Yearly road maintenance, says Norenberg, this is, again, the city manager, can take up about 10% of his city's operating budget. The state covers just a little bit of that, and the federal government none, so the corporate sponsorship is welcome. He says, quote, this is not something we've done before. In a situation like this, if all other things were equal, we would try something similar. I really hope this means that other companies will look to step up.
And I think they will. Especially given, you know, basically all of the free publicity that Domino's Pizza has gotten over the last, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah. Now, didn't they have a commercial where it actually shows a truck with the Domino's branding on it?
We happen to have seen that. I don't think anybody was intentionally watching the television, but there was a TV inside the restaurant last night. And we just happened to have noticed, oh, wait, that's the Domino's thing.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they're running an ad, and now everybody's talking about the ad.
Now, is that what's actually going to happen, or is that from, you know, the advertising department, right? Like, are they, they're just giving a $5,000 grant. That's not going to be enough to include a wrap on a local, you know, asphalt truck or something like that. So I'm suspecting you're not going to see Domino's label, Domino's sort of branded trucks or men wearing, workmen
right.
wearing Domino's vests or something like that. I'm guessing that's all for show on
it
the commercial.
It probably is, but again, it's good publicity.
It is.
Because
it
people
is.
Are talking about it. Just like we talked about Pornhub that was plowing the streets in Massachusetts,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rich Paul joining us here. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Ian.
So you obviously know what we're talking about here with the Domino's sponsoring with $5,000 grants, going to spend as much as $100,000 on this infrastructure initiative, giving money to towns.
Wait a minute. They made people talk that much for $100,000?
They haven't even
That's
spent it all.
That's a tiny amount of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As far as advertising is concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, national advertising.
That's like one 30-second TV spot?
Basically,
maybe?
Yeah. Something like that during the Super Bowl or
during
whatever.
During the Super Bowl, it would be a tenth of one.
Yeah, that would not even get your name mentioned during
the Super Bowl.
Those ads are like $4 million for a 30-second spot.
So I'm presuming, though, that this grant money has some strings attached, right? Like, that they actually have to fix the potholes within a certain time frame, I would hope. Because,
yes.
I mean, I would hate to see Domino's giving away all this money and then the city just sitting on it or not doing what they said they were going to do.
Oh, I sure hope they're not giving...
What they could do is say, for every $500 repair that we do, all you have to do is spray paint our logo on the patch.
That would be amazing.
And so there would be Domino's Pizza
everywhere.
And then other companies could do the same thing.
I just hope
that
they're not giving
whatever company wants to fill it gets their logo on it.
Hold that thought, guys. We're going to continue here in moments. Reason's got more on this this piece. And you can join us in real life. If you're going to be up in New England, come on up to ForkFest. You can go to forkfest.party to learn more. What's going on throughout the weekend, through the end of Monday, through about noon on Tuesday. We'll continue here with more.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Strong language from both sides over President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy, which has separated nearly 2,000 migrant children from their families at the border. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, tells NBC's Meet the Press the White House is forcing families apart to try to force Democrats to agree to problematic legislation.
They're using the grief, the tears, the pain of these kids as mortar to build their wall.
But former White House strategist Steve Bannon tells ABC's This Week,
this is a law, okay? The president is enforcing a zero-tolerance policy. We've got to get security on the southern border. He has not been given his wall, and I believe he's going to enforce this policy.
President Trump has been blaming Democrats for the policy that his Justice Department began enforcing last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we're here at... just say we're here at Zencash. We're going to talk about Zencash, but we're here at the ForkFest, which is the second edition of a decentralized libertarian camping event in New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. Absolutely beautiful venue. The people here have been great so far. It's intimate, I would say, at this point. There's, you know, maybe a few dozen folks that are here on day number two. It's Ian, Daryl, and Rich in our remote studio on the morning of day number two, as things are kind of just getting rolling. There actually are a couple vendors that were set up yesterday. I thought there was only just one, but the soda guy is here, and then also the Java girl is here.
And there's also somebody that just has like a makeshift food pantry thing up in the back.
So three vendors.
They've got various snacks, and there's prices listed on the thing, and I've still not seen anybody there, so I'm guessing it's honor system. I don't really know.
We've got Jack Shimmick from Alt Expo is here. He's the creator of Alt Expo, which we talked briefly about yesterday. I'm sure we'll talk to him again. They're going and setting up their what looks to be a fairly large tent down at the end of the hill here, so that's going to be up at some point today. So things are getting rolling, and people are showing up. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about the event there. What we're talking about at the moment is the Domino's news story here, which is basically just a promotional piece for Domino's that they got, as you pointed out, Rich, for a very affordable price tag of only committing to spend $100,000 repairing roads in different cities around the country. They've already done a handful of cities, according to this, several cities where they've given $5,000 grants, and that has fixed, in at least one case, in Milford, Delaware, up to 40 potholes.
Right. So the question here, and I said I hope they're not giving the money directly to the cities.
They are.
Are they giving the... are they giving the money to the town government, or are they themselves hiring the contractors to go do the paving?
Yeah, I mean, they don't give the exact details here, but it looks as though that they're partnering up. It says here they're partnering with customer-nominated towns. So the customers go to Domino's and say, my town roads suck. Domino's goes and approaches the government there and then offers them a grant in return for it. Now, we don't know, Rich, if they're spraying their logo or what they're getting in return for this.
They definitely do that in the commercial.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay,
they've got their logos spray-painted in the middle of the pothole fix.
If that's what they're getting out of this, that's incredible value. I mean,
$5,000, you get, like, a tiny billboard.
Right. 40 of them? 40 of them?
Or semi-permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one billboard, you might pay $5,000 for, like, you know, a few months on a billboard. This is going to last for a long time. So really, really smart marketing here. And so the county or the city bureaucrat in Milford, Delaware, points out that the road maintenance can take up about 10% of his city's operating budget. But unfortunately, this isn't going to reduce taxes to anybody. That's going to be the downside of this, is that Domino's is effectively subsidizing ineffective governments here and getting them to at least go out and do the work so that, you know, the job's getting done, because I presume there's contractual strings attached, like, we're going to give you this money, but it's got to get done, you know, and you've got to, you know, be done within a certain time frame.
Right. That's why I was saying I hope that they would just say, we will go directly to the road paving company and have them do the work, and we will give them the money.
The funny thing is, with the kind of money that bureaucrats make, I wouldn't be surprised if accepting this $5,000 generated more than $5,000 in accounting costs for the
bureaucrats.
Just because, you know, they're all making $100 an hour, $200 an hour.
A little bit more here from Reason.com. Of course, this small private grant has been enough to stoke fears of an imminent corporate takeover of the nation's roads. Jason Torchinsky at Jalupnik wrote, quote, this feels like something from a William Gibson cyberpunk dystopia novel, where the government has become so weak and useless, private corporations have been taking over the basic upkeep of the nation. One Twitter user opined, quote, what kind of state are we in as a society when Domino's Pizza takes a responsibility to fill potholes? Filling potholes is a function of government. Ultimately, the goal for Domino's is to sell more pizzas. That shouldn't be the reason to fill potholes.
But if they can't wind up getting customers to or from their business, and they can't get their delivery drivers to your house, then what's the point of selling a damn pizza?
Yeah.
Drones.
Or if they, you know, try to drive to your house and they pothole out on their tire and pop their tires, and, you know, they're incurring huge expenses.
Right.
That's going to raise the price of the pizza.
And
this is more affordable as far as, you know, keeping costs down.
Rich, you mentioned drones. They can't do that because of the FAA.
Really?
Greatly restricts the commercial use of drones.
I thought Amazon was going to drone this. Packages.
They're talking about it, but they don't have FAA approval.
Okay.
A little bit more here from the story at Reason. Yet, says Reason, this is exactly the reason the government fills potholes. Well, one of the reasons, at least. Roads exist to service people's transportation needs, whether that's getting to and from work, schlepping freight between cities, or, yes, delivering freshly cooked pizza.
For $5.99 if you buy two of them.
Aligning the funding of roads with the purposes they're used for would make infrastructure more responsive to the end user. Moving to a more user-focused highway system could look like something radical, such as selling or leasing whole urban highways to private companies, as they've done in Santiago, Chile, or it could look a bit more mundane, such as spending people's gas tax dollars on actually building and maintaining the roads they drive on. Either option would be far different from how the public sector manages our roads in a lot of states, says Baruch Feigenbaum, a transportation expert with the Reason Foundation.
Here's an idea. How about just wind up, if there's going to be the fuel tax, just wind up keeping all of that for the roads and stop putting some of that money in the Fish and Game Department and all of these other government bureaucracies that wind up not getting enough money.
So Fish and Game gets fuel tax money?
In New Hampshire, they get part of it.
That's just crazy. Unfortunately, the government bureaucracies are going to fight tooth and nail to keep every single dime they're currently receiving.
I know, and then they'll argue in favor of we need to raise the road toll, which is what they call the fuel tax here, because in New Hampshire, quote-unquote, people hate taxes.
In some states, said Feigenbaum, the road conditions are terrible. Speaking of interstate highway conditions, he said there hasn't been much of new capacity, and in terms of offering in terms of what we would call services like towing, car repair, and food and drink options at rest stops, federal law apparently prohibits the commercialization of interstate rest stops. So whenever you see rest stops, they're on state roads, right? Not interstates.
Okay, I can think of a counterexample. I ate yesterday on I-93 at the Common Man just north of the toll gate.
Yeah,
they do have businesses in freeway rest stops now.
Really? There's a
they
liquor store.
There's a state liquor store. There's a Common Man Grill.
If the state has an exemption, if the state runs the property as a, like if they lease sublease it, does that make it work?
Yeah, some places the rest areas also have fast food. So I think they must have loosened that that requirement.
Or there could just be a difference of no. See, this place with all of these amenities, it's not an official rest area. It's an exit off of the interstate, and all of these things just happen to
one
be
place.
In one spot, and the only road is the entrance and the exit, but it's legally a rest stop.
Come to think of it, I don't think I've ever seen them where it wasn't a toll road. And that might make a difference, because even the one in New Hampshire, it's right after you pay the toll is when you hit the first one, and there aren't any others after the toll road ends, so that could be a connection.
Poor conditions of the roads often result from politicians siphoning money away from road infrastructure that people actually use to build out bike lanes and transit systems that politicians would prefer them to use. Take California, which has some of the highest gas taxes in the country and also some of the worst maintained highways. In 2017, state politicians upped their gas tax even more on the promise of fixing up its roads, then took $2.4 billion of that extra money and put it toward buying light rail vehicles and electric buses. Feigenbaum says it would be relatively easy, technically, if not politically, to sell or lease poorly maintained interstate highways to private entities, who would then be contractually obliged to maintain them to a certain condition, making back their investment with tolls. We're going to continue here in moments. We're at ForkFest 2018. More on Domino's sponsoring road repair. And I think it's great news. You know, are we going to see this concept take off around the country? And will people get a tax break? I don't expect so. More coming up here from ForkFest 2018. This is free.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. Tony Wright is a perfect example of the power of DNA. The Innocence Project litigated for almost 6 years to get the court's permission for DNA testing. Tony had been incarcerated for nearly 25 years in Pennsylvania and narrowly escaped the death penalty. Tony's case, sadly, is not unique. Empowered with the unequivocal proof of innocence provided by DNA technology, the Innocence Project has litigated hundreds of wrongful conviction cases leading to the exoneration and freedom for more than 180 people through DNA testing. Overall, there have been 356 DNA exonerees in the United States who were wrongfully imprisoned for more than 4,875 years in total. You can help support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry in the New York City Marathon by going to run.freetalklive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I didn't did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2018, day number two. It's a beautiful day here at Rogers Campground. Old friends, friendly faces, and new people showing up here at Rogers for the very first time ever. This has been great so far, and it's just getting started. It's definitely not too late for you to come up here Saturday, Sunday, Monday. The event continues throughout the weekend on up into basically Tuesday morning when it's over, and then the campground makes room for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a.k.a. Pork Fest. As we continue here, formerly TSA George, now Uber George, joining us.
Hello, guys. What's up?
Hey, George, you came all the way up from Virginia, right?
Yep, Northern Virginia.
You're not the only one. There's actually another couple here who came up from Virginia.
Yeah, they came in from Hampton Roads, I think. Yeah,
and they are also listeners of Free Talk Live. You, a longtime listener and supporter of the show. Ian and Daryl here in our remote studio. Daryl, you wanted to comment further on an aspect of this government roads versus Domino's roads.
Yeah, and there was something in the article here from Reason that mentioned about governments leasing roads to private companies, and
as something that could be done to...
Right. It's something that could be done. It's not something that I would necessarily want to happen, just because let's look at the private prison system as an example.
There's a lot of valid critique of that system, right?
To where there have been, I know in New Mexico and Louisiana both, and probably more states, there have been operators of private prisons that in their contract It says that they are guaranteed a certain occupancy rate, and if they
like 90% or something, right?
And if that is not maintained, then they wind up getting subsidies from the taxpayers and this and that. So I could see some kind of thing
which results in more drug users and other nonviolent so-called criminals getting arrested just to fill those prison cells.
Yeah,
with,
Ohio's there too.
And
what? Ohio's one of those states also
where they've got private prisons.
Yeah.
And another example would be the privately operated cafeterias on college campuses, to where, as part of their contract, they are guaranteed a certain amount of income, and if they don't meet that, then taxpayers subsidize that. So I could see some kind of thing with these private roads. We guarantee that you will make X amount in tolls, and if you don't, well, we'll subsidize that.
Yeah, I expect that's what you would see.
So this is not true privatization. This is some kind of crony. Well, I'm helping my buddy out.
That's what privatization is.
Yeah.
So unless you turn it over to the market and you see...
That's what I think of when I think privatize this.
I would call that marketization or something like that, because whenever you see privatization, it's what you describe. It's where it's somebody's buddy in government getting a contract, some kind of sweetheart deal, every single time.
Right.
And sometimes they won't even put it out for bid. Sometimes it just goes straight up, you know, nepotism to somebody that knows the government.
That said, though, I mean, leasing a road to your corporate buddy is nowhere near as bad on a moral sense than privatizing a prison for legalized slavery, essentially.
No doubt. I mean, I'll agree with you on that, especially if it does indeed actually result in the roads being built more affordably to where the tax bill could be brought down. But that's the problem with the dominoes thing, is people aren't going to see a break in their taxes.
Right.
They're going to see better roads, which, again, that's good, because, you know, nobody wants to drive on bad roads. So it's not an inferior situation. It's still an improvement on the status quo, but it would be ideal if the government was slashing $5,000 out of their budget in return for the $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah, but they're not going to
do that. They're never going to do that until we can end the idea of the coercive state, and unfortunately that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Right.
Because people still hold on to the love for the government, like with these quotes from these people acting like this is the end of the world, that some private corporation would be given this opportunity, as again, Jason Torchinsky at Jalopnik, I'll just read his quote again. This feels like something from a William Gibson cyberpunk dystopia novel, where the government has become so weak and useless, private corporations have been taking over the basic upkeep of the nation.
So was this guy also complaining when Pornhub was plowing the streets?
I don't know. It's Jalopnik, which is kind of a lefty website.
What was he complaining when Budweiser was sending cans of water to places affected by hurricanes? Was he complaining when, you know, all of these other businesses were stepping forward to provide goods and services free of charge? Or is he only complaining because pizza?
I don't know. These people, the people at Jalopnik, I suspect, are very much against any takeover of government by any private society.
But this isn't a takeover of government. This is Domino's.
It's a takeover of government responsibility, right? Like, that's how they see it. They see this as government.
But they've abdicated their responsibility.
Correct. And they've been abdicating it for years. I mean, so, like, how bad do the roads have to get before somebody is finally willing to accept another plan, another solution, one that actually can get the job done? Kudos to Domino's for, you know, for taking this initiative.
And it would not surprise me if this... Jack Hole from Jalopnik was one of those people that likes to complain about libertarian. You guys just want to complain and say that you could do it better, but why aren't you doing it? Because every time we try, we get arrested.
Hey.
That there are people feeding the homeless down in Florida and getting arrested for it. So they're trying to do it better, but you're not allowing them to do it better. So I'll tell this guy the same thing that, you know, libertarians get told all the time. Sit down, shut up, and get out of the way. Let us do it.
So I'm going to pavingforpizza.com, and right up at the top, there's a nominate your town. You put in your zip code for a chance, it says here.
03431.
Yep. And then if your town is selected, we'll help fund the repair of the roads to get your pizza home safely and deliciously. And then they give you an advertisement for three large topping pizzas for $7.99 each. So I think we need to submit Keene.
and DC. Because if you
forget
got
DC, man.
I know.
Five grand. $5,000 in DC.
Reflood the swamp.
Yeah, anything.
But I mean, there are a lot of roads in DC that look like Berlin the day after the war ended.
Oh, I believe
it. And it's really inexcusable because this city makes so much money just off of fines.
Yep.
Like the minimum fine for just about everything in DC is at least $100, except for letting your parking meter expire. That is like $25. But every other parking ticket, for example, is a minimum $100. Camera tickets, like speeding camera rental, minimum $100.
Right. Woo!
There. Yeah. But right there.
You don't have those in New Hampshire.
Just fast enough to trip their speed cameras like that.
We don't have speeding cameras or red light cameras in New Hampshire.
Here's a fun fact. If you break the speed limit in D.C. by 25 miles an hour or more, the fine is $2,000. And they make so much money off of this. Every single one of their cop cars, like the four Tauruses and Explorers, they're all top of the line limited edition ones. And I rented a Taurus Limited one time in Florida. Those things had air conditioned leather seats.
Wait. The seats
have
air conditioning inside them?
Yeah. You can make the seats colder on a hot day.
Hold on. Did you say this was a Bentley?
No, Ford, this was Ford Taurus right there. Yeah, you get the limited edition on up right there.
Yeah, the only vehicle I've ever been in that had air-conditioned seats was a Bentley.
I have never even heard of such a thing.
Yeah,
that is crazy.
They got
like a little compressor in the seat or something like that?
Yeah, wow. And then like their Explorers also got that. Like, if you see the Explorers, their Explorers have the LED headlights. You can only get the LED headlights and Explorers on the high-end ones, not on the basic.
Oh, yeah, they take care of their cops, but take care of the roads. No, not so much. So
they're basically Lincolns with Ford badges.
Yeah, you poor man. You're still in D.C. I guess you can make a lot of money doing Uber in a place like that, though, right?
It's not too bad.
Yeah, you can't. I can't imagine the Uber drivers in Keene are doing very well.
Entire time I was in Keene, I was online with Lyft. Like, I could still do Lyft out of town. I
really?
Could do Uber.
So Lyft authorizes you beyond just your initial area? Because Uber doesn't, right? Uber restricts you to a certain region.
Uber restricts me to just D.C. in Baltimore.
And so what were you seeing on the Lyft map? Was there any other drivers?
Nothing. There was nothing. And I was like, the entire time I was in Keene, I was online hoping for a request. Nope. I was even online here in Lancaster. You know, I didn't expect anything there.
Wait, they've activated Lancaster on Lyft?
Oh, well, I was just like online. Apparently, I could accept a ride.
Interesting. Like, okay, because I know that when Uber started in New Hampshire, they had only activated like the bigger cities like Manchester, Nashua, that kind
Concord.
Of corridor. They were also in Portsmouth, and then they started Concord after those three. And then Keene came on like a year later. And I have seen, the Uber driver. I think there's now two of them in Keene. But I've seen one of them actually drive past the studio with that, you know, the letter U in the windshield. So you know what they're all about. I'm glad that it's there in Keene. I think it's one of those things that needs to get seeded out into the community to where, like, people are made aware that it actually exists. And I don't know how many people even know that they can use Uber in Keene. So there is that. So any other comments on Domino's Pizza taking over?
They get more money right there.
They're not taking over.
Well, I mean, they're not taking over, but they're taking over responsibility.
Like, the Noid is not the president.
Would you vote for the Noid over Donald Trump?
Yes.
I would vote for...
They're both trolls, right?
I would vote for three large pizzas, $7.99 each, but I would...
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you,
There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.